You're listening to SBS News.
Minnesota's Attorney General Keith Ellison has upgraded the murder charges against the former police officer who knelt on George Floyd's neck for 8 minutes and 46 seconds. Derek Chauvin is now charged with second-degree murder, and three other former police officers who were present at George Floyd's arrest have been charged with aiding and abetting murder. The Minnesota District Attorney has cautioned that getting a conviction will not be easy.
Trying this case will not be an easy thing. Winning a conviction will be hard. In fact, County Attorney Freeman is the only prosecutor in the state of Minnesota who has successfully convicted a police officer for murder. And he can tell you that it's hard. I say this not because we doubt our resources or our ability. In fact, we're confident in what we're doing. But history does show that there are clear challenges here.
A second-degree murder charge, such as Chauvin's, requires prosecutors to prove that there was an intent to kill. And for the other three officers who have now been charged, the prosecutor will have to prove they aided and abetted in the killing. Whether these charges will satisfy the protesters or not remains to be seen. Meanwhile, protests in the United States and around the world have continued, although there's been less violence in comparison to previous days. Police in Seattle fired tear gas and flash grenades at protesters last night, and across Washington State and Oregon, there was sporadic violence with protesters throwing bottles and fireworks. In New York, a citywide curfew continued for the second night as officials tried to minimize looting and violent clashes. Dermot Shea, New York City's police commissioner, said his police department stands with the Floyd family.
We condemn what took place in Minneapolis. And I think it's much larger than law enforcement condemning it. Any human being with a conscience that looks at that video, I think, feels the same way. So my heart goes out to the entire Floyd family. I think this entire difficult period, it's not the first. Please, Lord, it's the last, but it should be a wake-up call for this entire country.
On Wednesday, thousands protested in London, marching towards Parliament. It comes as UK chief constables said they stand alongside all those appalled and horrified by Floyd's death in America. A number of videos shared on social media showed protesters and police clashing outside Downing Street. Protesters wearing face masks and dressed in red chanted, "No justice, no peace, no racist police," as they walked through Hyde Park. Footage showed objects, including signs and a traffic cone, being thrown at police, while one protester was wrestled to the ground and restrained by officers. Pope Francis has also condemned the death of George Floyd and said he is praying for him and for all others who have lost their lives as a result of the sin of racism. In his weekly general audience, the Pope said he had witnessed with great concern the disturbing social unrest in the U.S. following the tragic death of George Floyd.
Non possiamo tollerare né chiudere gli occhi su qualsiasi tipo di...
We cannot tolerate or turn a blind eye to racism and exclusion in any form and yet claim to defend the sacredness of every human life. At the same time, we have to recognize that the violence of recent nights is self-destructive and self-defeating.
Meanwhile, President Trump on Fox News denied that he was taken to an underground White House bunker during tumultuous protests in Washington, D.C. this past weekend, and pushed back on criticism of his walk on Monday to the historic St. John's Episcopal Church. In an interview on Wednesday on the Brian Kilmeade Show, the president said that the mainstream media was to blame for both narratives.
Well, it was a false report. I wasn't down. I went down during the day, and I was there for a tiny, little short period of time, and it was much more for an inspection. There was no problem during the day. The problem, I saw Leland got whacked pretty good, but that was during the night. And these problems are during the night, not during the day.
Meanwhile, Australian media have been attacked while covering the protests overseas. Amelia Brace and Tim Myers from the 7 Network were assaulted when police in riot gear started clearing Washington's Lafayette Square. And in London, two Nine News crews covering the protests were attacked in separate incidents. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says while consular assistance is available to Australians, great care should be taken in such circumstances.
Our Australian consular service is second to none around the world and provides tremendous support to Australians in whatever sector they work in. And so I would urge all Australians, wherever they are around the world, if they still find themselves in those places, it's just to exercise a lot of care.